Today, I am here to shine a bit of light on why Christ shouldn't be hated for the actions of Christians. Many people hate the Christian God Jesus. However, they only hate him because they do not know him. Many of these people say that they do know God and that God is evil, but when asked to describe why God is evil, all people can do is talk about the wrongdoings of Christ's followers. I feel it is important to identify the difference between who Christ is and who his followers are. My name is Michael Mizell, and I'll be going over the difference between Christ and Christianity. A large misconception is that God lies about loving everyone, and in fact, hates certain groups of people, one of the main ones being known as homosexual people. I'll use this group as an example. To start off, God does not hate homosexual people. Now, of course, that may seem confusing, as many Christians and churches abuse, murder, exclude, and dehumanize homosexual people. However, anyone who knows God would know that God never said anything about hating homosexuals, nor did he say that homosexuality was a sin. He specifically talked about sexual immorality being a sin, which sexual acts between homosexual people does fall under that. Being attracted to the same gender, however, is not a sin. At this point, some may bring up Leviticus 20:13, which people claim calls homosexuals an abomination. This is why it is important to study the word and not just listen to what others say about it. The Bible does not say that homosexuals are an abomination. It specifically states that if a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. The Lord is stating that by committing sexual immorality, not by having same-sex attraction, that those who do so have committed an abomination, not that they are an abomination. As for the consequences of doing so, it applies to every other sin as well, not only sexual immorality, as the Lord warns of many other sins receiving the same consequence throughout the Bible. Those who hate homosexuals for their sexuality are the ones truly committing a sin. In Isaiah 66:5, the Lord states that your brother who hates you, who exclude you for my name's sake, have said, "Let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy, but they shall be put to shame." When studying the context of verses across the Bible, and not just taking the world's butchered word for it, one can learn the truth about Jesus. The truth that the world attempts to smother under hate. However, even if Christ truly loves all people, Christians who claim to follow him still commit constant sins. They do evil all the time and simply pray for forgiveness, but when someone else commits a sin, they automatically get to being judgmental. People will use this as an excuse to say that Christ has favorites, or that Christ doesn't care what others do as long as they follow him, leading to the belief that Christians, being close to God than non-Christians, get unfair treatment and can do whatever they want to others. There are many things that need to be cleared up here. Christ never says, "Bow down to my people," or "Serve my people," or "Obey my people," concerning all those who claim to follow him. Instead, God actually warns about these hypocrites. In 1 John 2, 3-4, the Lord clearly states, "Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." God does not encourage the evil actions that Christians commit. He speaks against them, saying that the truth is not in them. But what does this mean? Well, in John 14:6, it is said, "Jesus answered, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" People think that the Lord is in these same Christians who constantly do evil, but the Lord states that he is the truth and that the truth is not in these people. Not only does God say that he is not within these people, he even warned that it could be Satan within them instead, despite them claiming to be Christian. In 2 Corinthians 11:14, God explains how Satan can disguise himself as an angel of light. Here it is said, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." So do not assume that all actions a Christian commits is one the Lord supports. So with so many quote-unquote Christians doing wrong, how can one tell who truly follows Christ, who is truly a Christian? God states in Malachi 3:18, "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." If one prays for the Holy Spirit to read through them while praying for wisdom and understanding, they shall have all they need to distinguish the wicked from the righteous. However, faith without works is dead, so one must also read the Bible with context. I personally found myself doing this around 1 year ago. Before that, I would simply read random verses in the Bible or just binge through it like a Netflix series. Once I started studying the Bible after praying to God to help me do so, alongside truly searching for my answers to my questions instead of making negative assumptions, but instead finding out the context of everything I read, I found the truth about Christ, that he is not evil, that there are no contradictions within his word, and that there aren't even missing books from his word. The Lord is here to love and save, not to harm, not to trick, not to lie. To discern the Lord Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, from his people, do not listen to the world, nor should one make assumptions about him based on his people. Instead, one should do their own research, reading the Bible with historical context, not taking out specific verses alone and using them against Christ. Even the Lord speaks of this, saying, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Ye, meaning the person themselves, not the world, not their friends and family alone, but the person who seeks him.